I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow marks 4 years since Afghanistan shifted to Taliban control following the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops. Nehemiah with FMI tells us,
from last few years, since Taliban are in the power, that situation has gone worse in Afghanistan. The situation has fallen apart dramatically.
FMI supports indigenous pastors and gospel workers in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Believers expected more persecution under Taliban rule, but surprisingly,
Taliban are not going after Christian workers in Afghanistan, but they are hunting down other religious or sects within Islam. So even Shiites are being severely persecuted.
If you want to come alongside Afghan Christians, we'll connect you to FMI through links at missionnews.org. And in a world filled with global conflict, how are Christians to respond? While about to preach at a Jewish messianic church in Tel Aviv, Israel, 10 years ago, Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministries received a text from his friend Amir in Iran. He invited Amir to speak to the congregation.
And he said, "Brothers and sisters, we want you to know the majority of Iranians don't hate you. We love you. And for me as a believer in Jesus, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Please pray for us here. And one day, we're going to get together, Iranian believers in Jesus and Jewish believers in Jesus, and we're going to worship together."
And the church broke into a standing ovation.
Jesus has no boundaries. Jesus has no borders. Jesus' family is of all nations. He's the one that brings peace and reconciliation between people. Only Jesus can.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.